If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. I have a bunker on the west coast of the United States. I am looking for other survivors to join my Survivors Network. If we work together to create a large enough group, we'll have better odds when we try to venture out to another, safer country. Today, I'm trying something new. I know lots of you are using radios to communicate. Several of you have even responded directly to me. So in the off chance that you want to reach me and are just unable to, I'm going to try to see if the other channels are active right now. If I lose you here, remember that for 30 minutes after sundown each day, I will listen on this frequency for your response. Here goes nothing. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Is anyone there? Oh, forget it. This is useless.
Hello? Can I help you with something? Are you there?
Yes, I mean, hello! Yes, I'm here!
Right. And is there something I can help you with? Or are you just going to keep calling me useless?
No, I wasn't saying you were useless, just this process.
Look, I'm tired. It's been a very long day. This isn't a customer service job, and I don't have to take any garbage from you. So either tell me your emergency, or leave the channel open for others. You know, people who actually need help?
What? I'm not giving you garbage. I'm not really calling for help, though. I'm offering help. Here's my elevator pitch. I'm on the west coast of the United States. I'm assuming you're close by. I am building a network of survivors. We're going to work together and get out of this hellscape. I'm not asking much, just cooperation. What do you say? Are you in?
I'm not in the United States. I didn't think anyone was. Where exactly are you? I don't think the emergency services reach out that far. But I suppose I can ask a supervisor?
You're not in the United States? Oh my god, you really can help me! How do we get out? What country should we go to? What's the best way out?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. Nobody has ever gotten out. In fact, how are you?
But it's true, though. The rest of the world is okay. If I can get out of this country, we'll all be fine?
I'm not really supposed to be talking to you about any of this, and I don't want to go into detail, but earlier this year, I did talk to a couple that had lost their minds. And check this, they thought snowmen, of all things, snowmen, were coming to get them. And talking to these people, it was quite disturbing. I tried to offer them some advice, but my boss was listening, and whilst I'm sympathetic to your problems, I just can't afford to lose this job. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Wait! That's me! I'm the snowman people! It was me who you were talking to!
You are having me on. I can't believe it! You're still alive! I thought you would have died already. Immediately. Did you defeat those snowmen then? Did you get them? Did you melt them?
Really? Are you really mocking us? People are dying over here. Besides, it wasn't me that thought the snowmen were out to get us. It was my husband, Art. I haven't seen him in some time, actually. I'm very concerned about him.
Oh, no, I'm not mocking you. Sorry. But did you say Art? That sounds familiar to me. Are you... Was it Zoe? Zoe? As in... Art and Zoe?
Yes! This is Zoe! I'm impressed that you remember my name!
Oh, wow. How could I forget? You have been all over the internet. I can't believe you're real. I'm actually a huge fan. Well, I thought it was all made up. Or, is this part of the show? Am I on the show?
My podcast has been all over the internet? I had no idea! I cannot believe the From A to Z with Art and Zoe had gotten so popular. What was your favorite episode?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, when you were on, what's it called? Survive in America. Horde Mode. That was the one. Just those few episodes, but it was really good. You see, a lot of people thought it was cheap when they took the cameras away and you just did that whole radio segment. But I thought it was incredible. Such a unique approach, artistic and stuff. See, my favourite episode has to be when you kidnapped Kim and you were torturing her, asking her where Art was and pretending to be psychotic. Like you were on a talk show or something. That was interesting.
Whoa, hold on. I did not kidnap or torture Kim. I just kept her in my bunker against her will until I was done questioning her. Look, this is not about me. This is not just a show. This is my life. And now that I know it was real, that means there really is hope out there. I need your help escaping. Please, any advice you can give would be great.
You're hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. A good laugh, you. I know the snowman people were dead by now. I knew they were dead by now. They had to be. Fucking idiots. You did have me going for a minute. I'll give you that. Look, as much as I'd love to be on the show, what? Boss found out I did it on company time, he'd kill me.
Just depending, frankly.
But good luck with your prank calls, though. And yeah, preferably stay off the emergency lines, please. I'm going to have to disconnect you now. But thank you, Zoe. Have a good night.